Peter Colley to speak about Lewis Lane and Council's vision. Thank you, Peter.
I've got to come up here.
Yes, please. Yes.
Yep.
You grab the microphone so that...
It's a bit inappropriate to speak today, like I spoke last meeting, and I don't know the results of the meeting, what's happened from last meeting, so the risk of repeating myself and going over the same issue, I'd like to know the result of the previous meeting.
Yes, well, that's an item of business we've got tonight, Peter, about what's going to happen with the road. What we called for at the last meeting was what has happened in the past, and what's the item of business tonight, which will be coming up in a little while, is what we plan to do in the future. So from your point of view, if you've got not a lot to say, if we could open it up to questions from the councillors then. Anyone got any questions for Peter?
All I want to do is get the road operational again. That's the main thing. It's been out of action now for 8 months. I know you can't do it when the floods have been on, but the debris, that's really the biggest thing. Those approaches, they've been there for years and years and never been washed away like that. And it's mainly because of the debris never being removed from, as I said before, in March 2019. And it's really inexcusable because council was informed at meetings that that debris needed removing, and there was I cleared the timber off the bridge after the flood last year, but the rail was bent. Council come and got the rail, straightened the rail, put it back on, but the debris was never ever removed, and yet it was removed from the hospital bridge. I can't see what the difference is in, like, as I said before, invested $80,000, and now the mess that's there now costs more than it would to gravel the whole rest of the road, which incidentally was never ever asked to be done either. But the whole thing is, we just want a reasonable access. I spoke to you the other day, Ambrose, suggested that Gill guy be filled in like the one was on the other side. It's like driving through a dam when every other part of the road's dried out and you've still got a dam to drive through. It's not unsimilar to what was up at George's the other day, which has had a good job done on it. But it's not a big ask, I don't think, and it's a huge inconvenience. George will speak after. He's got three sons that's just invested probably $500,000 in haymaking gear. And when you're looking at going around three or four times a day, it's a huge inconvenience.
Yes, please.
Holly.
While you're having a look at that, Peter, would you like to give us your thoughts there, George?
Next-door neighbour's head had burnt to the ground because I couldn't get a fire truck across the road. And I sat there and watched the head of burn.
And this happened yesterday because we could not get a fire truck across the river. Now, I think we had to go all the way back to home and go through a homemade crossing to get through. And I think that's pretty ordinary. I think it's time we get a result of what's going to happen. And all the past about digging out the approaches and all this other, I think it's got to be forgotten about. And I think we've got to get on with it. And the contour bank that's at the other end is just going to keep chopping the road out until something's done. If you keep running water across the road and down the road, it's going to wear it away, straight away, especially the storms we've been getting in the past. I think we've just got to get on with it. And if we don't get a result today, I think maybe we've got to go further afield. Because it's been dragging on far too long. I don't know where we go, but we're going to have to find another avenue. Because we've been fighting this on and off for 8 or 9 years now, and it's just a waste of time. And nothing seems to happen. We go round and round in a circle.
Councillor Todd, what are you going to say?
Yes, this much story about you can't clean the timber out of the bridge because the fisheries are a load of garbage. Next meeting I'll have a notice of motion to go to the ministers and all of them about clean. Some of these logs come off somebody's paddock miles off the river and washed down to the bridge and stop there. They should be able to be taken out immediately. So we don't wash the bridges away. The big red bridge in Baradine got put a big S bend in it years ago because we didn't clean it out. And the same is going to happen to all the bridges. They should be able to be cleaned out the day after the water goes down. They should be able to excavators out there digging them out.
Did you mention fisheries? What's it got to do with fisheries?
Well, that's the trouble. I think we've got to stop it. That's why we can't clean them out. That's what we get told.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah.
With fisheries?
That's just the law, Peter. That's just the way it is.
Well, I'm going to tell you something now.
Look, we haven't...
With all due respect about fisheries, Council's got permission to dig out, to remove debris from bridges any time at all, immediately after it happens.
In relation to this, we do, yeah. So we have permission for this, but we can't say we can't take notice of fisheries because that is that.
What?
You have to get permission.
It's been there for 20 months, the debris. And fisheries don't stop you from removing the debris.
Well, look, what we're on tonight is...
Do you know that fisheries can't stop you from removing debris? Do you know that? Does councillors know it?
Well, that is the reason why we're told we can't do it, so...
Well, look, I'll tell you, at 1:30 today, I spoke to fisheries...
Sorry, Mr Mayor, can I just pull things up there for a moment? We're getting a little bit off track here. But council does have approval to remove... not only debris, but other material, 10 metres either side of a structure, as I understand it. So we do have approval to do those sorts of things.
That's permanent approval.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, right. Righto, that covers the point. But he said, I don't know with the putting the fill in to repair the bridge, you may have to get a permit to do that. But they usually only take a fortnight.
Yep.
And that's from David Ward at Tamworth.
All right, well, we've got a notice of motion to deal with most of that tonight, which deals with clearing out the debris,
yep,
fixing the approaches to the bridge.
Well, I've just had a look at what Ed Louise showed me. No maintenance on the northern side. And we spoke about that the other day.
That...
0.9 of a kilometre.
Yes, that's right. But what we're talking about is... we can amend that motion,
yes,
but what we need to do is not, we're not going to be, what's the bottom line to make it serviceable without it being gravelled from one end to the other?
Well, most of it is gravelled once it was sprayed out and it was graded. It's just the wear and tear of the single wheel tracks. And then the water runs down, and you were there and you saw the damage it did. Well, it's a lot worse now. And that's a light grade and form wouldn't take a day.
We don't want an expressway, we just want access across the river. don't care if it's not gravelled, even if you leave it away. We know when it's we can't gravel.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, we don't expect a high.
Hold on the south side.
All right, well, thanks for that. We'll come to that. You can hang about. That'll be item... It was going to be item 17, but we'll move that forward so that you don't have to wait too long.
Thank you.
Second topic?
Quickly then, Peter, what's your... We've just got 5 minutes
for each other. About the code of conduct. It seems hard, like... This is a better meeting, there's more open discussion, but last time I came here, and you look at the thing, it says you're not allowed to ask questions of council, councillors or staff.
State rules.
Aye?
State rules.
Well, this is evidently rubbish then. Aye? What about the values?
Unfortunately, we have a big brother who set the rules.
Well, I think if we go down that line, you know, it's not very democratic. I think we should be open. We are open. A lot of people take the truth as criticism, but the truth's the truth, and we're only stating the truth, and we just want a fair go, that's all. And there's not only us, there's quite a few people that use that, so I'll leave you with that.
All right. Thanks, Peter. Next, we've got Judy Clancy on behalf of the Coonabarabran Town Beautification Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and councillors, for this opportunity for the Town Beautification to present to you. I'm inundated by mics. To present to you the Town Beautification Committee's plans for the High Street grant. I'd like to acknowledge also that committee member Mrs. Aileen Bell has accompanied me tonight with this presentation. Uplifting Coonabarabran to conquer the COVID-19 downturn by implementing landscape change, boosting economic recovery, improving amenities and attractions, and contributing to the local character is our desire for this plan. It is our pleasure to present to council and councillors the town beautification plans for your High Street grant. We are young in terms of formation, 8 months actually, a committee-based volunteer committee, a S355 committee of council consisting of 10 members from a wide cross-section of our community. Formation of this committee resulted from the community consultation meetings where community members questioned the state of the main street and its lack of impact. A conclusion was agreed that this area needed priority action. Hence, as there wasn't a community body in place to pursue this action, the Town Beautification Committee was initiated. How fortuitous this York High Street grant program has been instigated by the New South Wales Government, as we feel we have the dedicated members to work to implement the grant's aim, work and research completely with the council to achieve the criteria of the grant, and produce and deliver as per the request of the community at the consultation meetings. We have produced results to support this with the New South Wales Government Shared Space Program. Our intention is to beautify 8 activities in the main street. Number 1, provide new vibrant planting along John Street, Central Avenue, Bays, leaving the existing trees. The plantings will be a solid central Japanese box hedge with the outside plantings of lavender in all bays between the Mary Jane Cane Bridge and Casilla Street, with plantings of star jasmine in the narrow central bays south of Casilla Street. Number 2, provide locally made rusted steel, 1 metre by 1 metre by 1 metre high, movable planter boxes that will have laser cut sides have laser cutout sides with native flora and fauna and astronomy designs, which will have solar lighting for night light impact. The boxes will be made so that a changing array of plants can be situated in the tops, ensuring that there is a constant vision of fresh colour along the street. There will be 7 of these boxes placed on either side of the beds between Essex Street and Casilla Street and across the Little Tymore Street Plaza entrance to further indicate the road closure and ensure the safety of this plaza. They are designed to provide visual interest and not impact on road space. The LED lighting will not impact the Shire lighting policy or the Dark Skies program. Number 3, provide seating boxes both high and low for pedestrians to meet a range of cultural, age and family needs. It is proposed that these will be placed in small clusters to invite groups to congregate, share stories and break social isolation. They will be placed near the council office, in front of the post office and near the library. In the exposed areas of the Shire Chamber and post office, pergolas will be erected over this seating. Number 4, proposal to source 4 special, lest we forget, chairs will sit on the 4 corners surrounding the clock tower war memorial. Number 5, business houses to be supplied with sensor lights that will activate when pedestrians are in front of the business house windows, lighting the window, and which will also provide lighting on the footpath. This has been a success in Mildura, which provides the business houses with reduced lighting costs and adds a secure lit area for those who are using the footpath at night. Mildura also found that they had a reduction in vandalism with the introduction of this program. Number 6.
1 minute.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realise. I'll go fast. I can leave it if you like, because I have got the list here for you. Would you
that
like
might be
me?
Best if we can okay. circulate that
all
amongst
right.
everybody. And
okay. Well, I'll just finish off then, seeing I've got a minute, because I'd hate you to miss what I want to say. All these endeavours cover the complete length of our high street. That's John Street. The heart and existence of the Coonabarabran community. It is vital that we prepare in advance for the bypass. This forward planning engages all businesses, small and large, across the whole community, our local arts community and our heritage. It will go a long way to ensure a healthy and robust community into the future. A plan the committee takes pride in presenting and working with dedication in partnership with the Warrumbungle Shire Council and the New South Wales Government. I thank you for listening to our presentation and hope you are impressed when you finish reading what we have put forward.
Thank you, Judy. Now, Sue. Sue Freeman on building our Warrumbungle Communities project.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and councillors, for the opportunity to speak to you tonight. I'm hoping that you would all have had one of these little flyers in your mailbox.
How's that? Is that better? Hoping that you've all got one of these in your mailbox and you'll put it on your fridge and that you will keep updated with it. We're moving quite well along with our project, particularly bearing in mind that we're coming up to Christmas. January is rather a lost cause, and Peter Kenyon will be visiting us from the 7th of February until the 19th of February. We have our itinerary. Now, I'm not wasting paper passing that around to everybody, but if there is an appropriate person within council that I can email that to, then they can email that out to everybody. Leanne, would that be you? Thank you. So, and it shows the time that and dates that Peter will be in each of the communities. Just wanted to thank you for the encouragement and support that you've given already, and to ask that you would continue to support us, and that if people are talking about it, I hope you're aware of it and you can encourage people. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for having it in the paper and supporting.
Thank you.
One of the dates that I'd really like to bring to your attention is the 8th of February in Cooler, where Peter is putting on a special masterclass for us, for our Shire, and it's a community builders workshop. It's an all-day workshop from 10 till 4, and it's about sharing the philosophy and practice of effective community building. And I'm sure we can all agree that after drought and bushfires and COVID, that we certainly need to come together as communities within the Shire and within our Shire community to garner all the support and use fresh eyes to get together and work to be the best we can be. So the other workshops that I would mention to you are the Keeping the Tills Ringing, which are some specific business workshops that Peter will be holding. There'll be one in Dunedoo and one in Coonabarabran, and we're hoping that people from the surrounding areas, as in Binaway, Mendoran, etc., will take the opportunity to go to those. So when you get the itinerary, if you have a look at it and put those dates down, as well as hopefully you will come along to some of the healthy conversations and engage with Peter and some of the groups. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Any questions for Sue?
No, I would just like to reinforce, after being through this process with Mr. Kenyon through the Rural Aid Award that Cooler received, it is well worth going to.
The first date was the 8th of February in Cooler. So all of our catering and venues and whatever we'll be giving back to our communities, and certainly advertising, etc. So we'll have a rolling campaign of advertising happening, keeping people informed and aware, and there's a Facebook page being started as well. So just thank you for your support and ongoing support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, we'll start the agenda items now with our usual acknowledgement of country. This month, Councillor Brady.
Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land that which the meeting is held and pays its respects to elders both past and present, and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Brady. And just have a small request that we turn off any mobile phones and be all aware of the new mayoral rule that we have, that there'll be a donation to a charity of my choice if your phone rings during the meeting, and make you all aware that the meeting is being recorded. So to be guarded in what you have to say.
And from that point of view, Mr. Mayor, it is being streamed on the web, and from that for that reason, could I just ask that councillors speak into their microphones when they do speak? Because we do have complaints about councillors not being properly heard.
Thank you, General Manager. So we have no apologies this evening. Okay, well, we'll move on to the confirmation of the minutes from the 19th of October 2020. Thank you, Councillor Todd. We have a mover. Have a seconder, Councillor Clancy. Thank you for that. Any debate or discussion on that item? Well, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Councillor Lewis. Councillor Lewis. Unanimous. I would ask if there's any disclosure of interest, pecuniary interest or non-pecuniary interest for any items that will be dealt with this evening. Councillor Capel.
Item 9, non-pecuniary, non-significant High Street. I am a paid-up member to most of the community groups involved in the High Street application.
Anyone else? Right, well, we'll note that. Motion to note that then. We have a mover and a seconder, Councillor Capel. Councillor Hill. All those in favour? Carried. unanimously. Item 1, Mayoral Minute, the Mayor's Log of Activity, Kilometres Travelled and Expenses from 6th of November to the 2nd of December. I'll move that. Have a seconder in Councillor Iannuzzi. Any debate or discussion or questions? Being the case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 2, the Councillor's Monthly Travel Claims for November. We have a mover. Councillor Iannuzzi. Councillor Capel. Any discussion on this item? Very well. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 3, the Delegates' Report from the Australian Local Government Association on the National Roads Congress. I can move that one. Councillor Todd to second. Any discussion or on this item? Very well, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Next item 4, the minutes of the Country Mayor's Meeting, the 6th of November. I can move that one. We have a seconder. Councillor Lewis, thank you for that. Any debate or discussion on this item? That being the case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. And we'll just insert one here, which will be a mayoral minute in regard to the inquiry into health outcomes and access to health and hospital services in rural, regional and remote New South Wales. I'll move that one, if we can have a seconder. Councillor Lewis, thank you for that. Any debate or discussion on this item?
Excellent, thank you.
What can we do about it? You've usually got your hands tied with the health councils and all that.
Well, I thought it was a good start that we had a discussion with the deputy and the general manager and myself with our local member Roy Butler yesterday. That was very profitable and fruitful. Back and forth discussion about items that he was aware of and some that he wasn't aware of, so that's a good start. This will go off to the inquiry and we'll see what comes of that. And then Mr. Butler was had more hope for change coming from another inquiry that'll be next year into the running of the LHDs and what the planning is for them going forward. And he thought that as a council, and he's a local member, we might be able to have some input into that to look for some positive outcomes. Anything you'd like to comment there, Mr. Deputy Mayor?
I think the report speaks for itself. Mr. Butler was receptive to our concerns, and yes, next year's review of the local health districts and service provision shall be also very important, but this can be a launching pad into future submissions. It was a good opportunity to survey what health services are in our shire and to highlight to the politicians how we are so disadvantaged compared to other shires around us in terms of geography and in terms of services. It was also a great opportunity for the local doctors to get together and have a chat about their concerns. So it was a good process, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. And I'd like to just put on the record my gratitude for the local doctors for their submissions, and then my gratitude for our Deputy Mayor for writing quite an excellent submission that will sure to make people sit up and take notice. So with that being said, we've got a mover and a seconder, so I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. So we'll do a couple of items out of order here just to ease people's travel times and where they are with us tonight. Is Mr. Malone?
Motion to go to item number 14.
We might move to item number 14, which is the presentation of the 2019-20 external audited financial statements as at 30 June. So we have a The mover, Councillor Todd, Councillor Capel. So for the debate and discussion on this, we might, can you hear us there, Luke?
I can, Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Could we, could we introduce you to introduce you to talk to it? Could you talk to this report, please, Luke?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thanks, Councillors, and appreciate the opportunity to talk to Council, and apologies I couldn't be there in person today. Just in terms of the audit process, it went well. I'd like to thank Council, Kim, and the team for all their support. A lot of hard work goes into the process. A lot of revaluations were required to be performed by Council, and that resulted in an approximately $50 million increase in the asset value. So, appreciate the hard work that went into that process and the engagement in the Valley as well. The new accounting standards, we had some impact on, particularly on the revenue standard and also the leasing standard. So, again, thanks for the work on that, and we're Council's appropriate reflected the outcomes of those new standards. And then obviously the challenges we've all had, I guess, with COVID-19, and then I guess the ongoing impact of the drought for Council as well. So, process went well, and with unqualified holding opinion main issue in accordance with the statutory timetable, and everything's been lodged now with Office of Local Government, I understand. I guess in terms of just highlighting a few things, report on the conduct of the audit, managing in accordance with the Act, a $2.3 million profit for Council, $1.6 million in the prior year, so an improvement there. There's a number of ratios that are governed by the Office of Local Government. Council met three of those and not met another three. I guess the ones that haven't been met are around operating performance ratio. And I guess that's largely attributable to, the ability of Council to get other funding from outside sources. Or their own income level, so that has impacted the ability to meet some of the targets. Source operating revenue ratio, but at least that ratio has improved from the prior year, as has the operating performance ratio. So I think that tracking in the right direction in those two ratios, and then the rates and annual charges. There's a target of 10%. Council slightly above that, but I guess obviously with the impacts of the drought and COVID. Has impacted that. And then the other three particularly around liquidity and financial management, and pleasingly those have been met, and as Council's in a reasonably strong financial, I guess in a short term meet its obligations and continue to fund its operations. So I guess overall, the audit process, no other major issues to flag with Council. We've been through the process as well. All our reports have been tabled there. A number of recommendations in management letter, and I guess Council's working that way through those. Those findings as well that have been flagged through management. So I guess that was my sort of high level summary. Any questions or comments from
me? Questions? Well, I might lead off with one question. The $50 million increase in the value of our total non-current assets. Can you talk to that, please, Luke, and tell us what's behind that?
The $50 million increase in the revaluation, a large component of that is around increase in the bulk earthworks, which is part of the road network, an increase in the unit rate that actually doubled from the time of the last valuation exercise. So I guess that's been looked at in conjunction with the external value that the Council's engaged and also benchmarked against other counties. councils within the region, and I guess we were comfortable that that Christmas was appropriate.
Any implications that flow from that for us? Depreciation?
No, the bulk of those works is not depreciated, no.
Right. Anything further?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Just like to ask a question on the defined benefit super scheme. This is on page 58 and 59. And it says that council, their contribution is $121,728 for the 30th of June 2020. And that's programmed to fall to $111,614 in 21. But it also says there's a deficit of $76,000. Is that being covered by the by those two payments, or could we be hit with the deficit at some stage and asked to pay, make a contribution towards that?
I'm just looking at the wording on page 59. I think your council is obviously part of
Thank you for that. One more, Mr. Mayor, was on page 61, where it said potential land acquisitions due to planning restrictions imposed by council. It says council has classified a number of privately owned land parcels as local open space or bushland. As a result, where notified in writing by the various owners, council will be required to purchase these land parcels. Does that affect us in any way, or is that just a general statement?
Sorry, Councillor, what page were you saying? It was on 61.
61, yeah. And it's under other liabilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. Mr. Parker, if you would like to make any contribution into the super or anything there? So.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to deal with the first question, certainly in the case where our defined benefits fund is not performing as well due to low interest rates and so forth, that deficit can sit there as our portion of those small number of people that are still in that defined staff members that are still part of that defined benefits scheme, and over time that has been reduced from where it was a number of years ago as it continues to trade forward. So I don't expect it to be called upon in the short term or possibly even in the medium term in that particular case. And I don't, sorry, have a comment on the note 21, the one on page 60.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Parker. Thank you, Luke. That's quite a comprehensive report we have there. We have a mover and a seconder to accept that report. We don't. Councillor Capel and Councillor Clancy. Is there any more debate or discussion on this item? Well, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Luke. We'll look forward to next time.
And, Mr. Mayor, that vote was unanimous.
That was unanimous.
Thank you.
So, councillors, with your forbearance, we'll move now to item number 18, Drinking Water Management System Improvement Plan Implementation.
A motion to that effect.
We have a motion to do that. Councillor Todd, Councillor Capel, all those in favour? Carried unanimously. So we'll put the, we need the mover and the seconder for the actual item now. Councillor Shenton, thank you very much. Councillor Hill. Item 18, do we have any debate or questions for this item? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. I will just one comment there. It's quite a comprehensive report and I thank the author very much for it. The next item in order will be item 19, use of Restart New South Wales project savings from the new bore installations in the south. We have a mover, Councillor Capel, Councillor Todd.
Mr. Mayor, just to clarify a point here, councillors, this is money left over from bore work that council obtained several years ago. And as you may recall, we had been fighting to retain those funds to be used for other purposes, and we've been given permission to do that. So I feel that's quite a win for us, and well done to the staff for fighting for that purpose, because otherwise that money would have been handed back to the government. So just a bit of information there.
And if you could just remind us again, General Manager, what the quantum of those funds are? 430,000, isn't it?
479, is it?
475.
Yep. So well done to all involved in retaining those funds for use for other badly needed things in our shire.
What can we use this for? We've got any plans for it? Or?
That's outlined in this report.
We've got a mover and a seconder. There's no more debate on this item. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Unanimous. Very good. Well then, just to keep with the theme of not detaining people here any longer than they need to be, if we now move to item 9, your High Street Grant Program. A motion to do so. Councillor Todd, Councillor Brady, all those in favour of moving to this item? Okay. Unanimous. Six. We have a mover and a seconder for the actual item. Councillor Shenton, thank you. Councillor Hill, thank you very much. Any debate or discussion on the item?
Only we haven't seen all the information, all the different plans and everything to be able to even have input. So, for example, there's the Cooler Streetscape one. Unfortunately, I forgot to pick it up on the way through today, but that's my understanding. There is an electronic copy that could be emailed to councillors. I think we should be able to see what are all the proposals from the three communities. I'm aware of mine. I've heard some of Kuna's. I've got a bit of an understanding of Mandoran's, but this grant application does ask for a lot around community consulting and things like that. So we need to see, I suppose, the evidence of that.
Well, that's right. And I think the motion was drafted in this manner with the tight time frame, and the next council meeting won't be till after the submissions are in. So this is one way of moving the process forward. If you've got a suggestion, something, some other way there, councillor, we're open.
No, but I just don't think there's going to be the input from the other seven with this motion, even if it's just a phone conversation that we could have or something to have a look at what's being put on the table so we're all aware what's being proposed, because as I said, there hasn't been a lot of supporting evidence. I know one CDC emailed all the councillors theirs, but the Mandoran stuff was emailed and it was very difficult.
I only got into it
tonight when I showed him how. Yeah. The way it was forwarded makes it very difficult to open unless you know there's an act to it. I just don't think everyone's across what all the communities are envisaging. And I just think there should be a bit more talking amongst ourselves. It doesn't have to be a recall of council, but I do think a bit more information should be put in front of everyone and a bit more feedback.
Yeah, fair enough. And a solid idea behind that, what would you like to see?
Well, with consultation maybe, for consultation with the wider council group. Is everyone happy with that?
Yeah, I'm in your hands. If you'd like to change it, we can debate an amendment. You can have whatever you want. So,
my thoughts are that I had difficulty opening the attachments as well, but finally figured it out. But the community consultation, is there? I know that there's plenty from Cooler. Is there any from Mandoran, or you know that they? Is it a plan that's well known? Does anyone know that?
At this point in time, councillors, we only ask for ideas from the CDCs, and that's where these came from. So we haven't gone into any further detail with them at this point in time. It's just we're putting it out there for council to say, well, you're interested, you want an application, and then we'll start delving further into it, because, as the Mayor said, it's a difficult time that this funding has come about. We're going into the Christmas period, and, we've got to get an application in by the end of January. And the difficulty with it is also going to be, staffing-wise, we're not going to be able to do it, and we'll be looking for a lot of that work to be done at a local level.
So capacity is an issue as well.
So, Councillor Cable, we're open to suggestions? So.
You just have, after discussing with fellow councillors the submissions, because you might start looking into them to see some towns just won't be able to do it and others might be able to, of the three that have been submitted. I know there are some costings that have been done and some are starting from an idea.
A consultation, is that good enough?
Yeah, consultation. Yeah.
Yeah, with Councillor Hill, are you happy with that? So, is anyone any other thing before we put it to the vote? All right. Well, then, we'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. And then 17, for your patience, councillors, if we can just have a motion to move to 17. Councillor Capel, Councillor Lewis, all those in favour of moving to this item? Unanimous. All right, let me get to the page. Right, so we've got item 17, Lewis Lane, Dunny Do. We have a mover. Do we have a seconder? Do we have anyone with an alternate plan? Beg your pardon? You'll move it, Councillor Todd? And seconded? Well, I might have a slight alteration to that if we've got a mover and a seconder. So we have any other discussion before I have an idea? Councillor Lewis?
Yeah, I disagree with the recommendation as to the northern part of the road being not recognised, because I stated publicly before the road used to be maintained long before 1994. I've driven trucks over it myself on numerous occasions. My father-in-law on hundreds and hundreds of occasions, I would imagine, and it was always a road there. The removal of the debris, why does it take so long? It's just a time bomb waiting to happen. When you get a fresh in the river, what work we do will be done. Done and it'll be gone. It's just another one of our assets that's been allowed to deteriorate to the point that it's not there. And it's just not right, as the people from Dunny Do have said. They had an asset. The asset's been there for generations and generations. We've had this bad drought. The road got neglected even worse, whether it was washed out or dug out. It's disappeared. How many other assets have we got to lose before we get our heads out of the sand? Pardon the pun. I strongly disagree with it not being in the road network, because it always was.
Well,
some of us councillors have been here a lot longer than some of our staff. I grew up born and bred. I've seen these assets as a child, and now they're all disappearing. Well, it's not right. We're here to look after roads, rates and rubbish.
If I could just make a suggestion, councillor, if you don't agree with it, don't move it. So if you've got if you've got a different point of view, move your point of view, not the one you disagree with that we have to change. So if...
I'll withdraw mine too, if that's okay, but he don't want to... I don't believe in it either. It's terrible.
Make an amendment.
Well, if we keep the move in the second and then we have an amendment, has anyone got an amendment that might appeal to...
Can I suggest they just withdraw the motion?
Hmm. Well, maybe if we start with a fresh start. Do we wish to withdraw that motion? Councillor Lewis?
And we can... If that's the case, to satisfy the way the rules are...
And what would you suggest as an alternate motion?
Well, the road should be maintained and looked after. It's just through neglect on our behalf and ignorance on some of our staff's behalf, the situation is allowed to develop to the situation it's got to where yesterday we couldn't get a fire truck through. It's just not good enough.
So we've got in our report here that the debris is going to be removed, the approaches to the bridge are going to be repaired. So that's in the report. That's in the motion, the report that we've been given. I think the contentious part is what will happen and how much the extent on the northern part. So what are you suggesting there on the northern part? We're not resheeting it from one end to the other. Is it make it trafficable? What are you suggesting?
The constituency has said that you've given it a light grade, it'd be trafficable. it's a black soil road. When it gets wet, it's going to get wet and people don't use it. That's just common sense, which seems to be a factor that's sadly lacking in this argument. The road's formed up and they can drive across there. It's an asset to our tyre. The way it is at the moment, it's a liability. And I'm not asking for a new road to be built there. I'm just asking for what was there in the past to be restored.
General Manager, that's...
Mr. Mayor, can I offer a suggestion to a motion then, just taking into account what is being said so far, and that council note the report on Lewis Lane, Dunedoo. Two, that Lewis Lane north of Montague Bridge across the Talbragar River is included in the network of roads maintained by council. And three, that the owner of Talbragar Park is to be directed to repair the damage done to Lewis Lane between 270 metres and 570 metres north of the Golden Highway.
I don't altogether agree with that either. He's got to shift that contour bank because I believe they're illegal. The water's got to come in the water's got to come in where it normally comes in and goes out where it normally goes out, and you can't put it on a right angle out on the road. And you might have a bit of trouble getting him to repair that road. At least he's got good gravel. He can use his gravel on the southern side of Lewis Lane, but you can't use it on the northern side. How would I go with my gravel pit if I told them they could use it on Caledonia Road and not Munda's Road?
If that's the case, Mr. Mayor, we don't have authority in relation to the levy bank. I'd be suggesting then that council include in the motion then a formal complaint, I suppose, to what's the authority, Kevin?
Department of Primary Industries.
Complaint then to the Department of Primary Industries. If you want to include that as point four.
You definitely want to put a complaint in.
Well, I think we're jumping ahead from where we were, but if we allow, we can deal with that as point four. I'll add that in as point four. But how is that going to affect with point three is sort of, we're putting one before the other, aren't we? We're directing somebody without...
I see them as different issues. Alternatively, councillors, deal with 1 to 3 as read and then deal with the fourth one as a separate item altogether.
Right. I think it can be in as an omnibus thing. I think it's leave it there. I think it's what we should do. Leave it in there. So, if it is included in the network of roads maintained by council as a low priority, what does that open us up for? Do we make the road trafficable, but not? Where does that? If we're just talking about a grade to form it up and make it that you can drive on it, we're not. Does that leave us with?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just grading the road, as has been outlined by Councillor Lewis, would just grade up the existing soil, and that would be trafficable during dry times, but not trafficable during wet times. There's certainly the question about that water course that cuts through the road partway along that northern section. That would need some investigation as well. So I'm not too sure the extent of the what grading and what work would be there needed there to make it trafficable at this stage.
That Adam Branch is only an overflow out of the river when the river's high. It's not a river, a creek or nothing. It's only a hollow. It shouldn't. A fish should...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it is an Anna Branch, it is recognised on the maps from fisheries, And so any reclamation or work, dredging work done on that Anna Branch will need a permit. So. Would you like me to repeat that? Sorry. through Mr. Mayor, sorry. I didn't realise I turned the mic off. So that Anna Branch is recognised on the maps from fisheries, so hence a permit will be required to be, or an application for a permit's required to do any dredging or reclamation work through that Anna Branch.
And then going forward, if that was repaired and there's further damage in the future, could we claim that under flood damage if this road is now part of, recognised part of our network, albeit at a lower priority than the main roads around it? So if that washed away again, would we get some help to repair it?
Yeah, well, it's a possibility these days to have an eligible claim, you need pre-condition photographs as well as post-condition. So it's certainly feasible, Mr. Mayor.
Going forward, if it was repaired, we'd be in a position to ask for help to repair it if it washes away again?
Through Mr. Mayor, if you're referring to the Anna Branch or Council has lodged a claim for the bridge, the Montague Bridge.
That's right. So, and we're successful there. But going forward with the Anna Branch, if in the future if there's another flood, and this was recognised as part of our road network, as I said, albeit at a lower level of priority than other roads, but it is a road that we make trafficable, we could ask the state government for help to repair it next time.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. Yes, that's right. We would be in a position to lodge a claim for damage done to the infrastructure that was in place.
Okay, councillors, if I could just have a look at the redrawn motions in front of you there and just ask for your comments on that, especially Councillor Todd.
I believe that bank at the 570 metre down the road should be moved. You can't put a bloody hill on the road. How would I go put one on the Goorie Animal Road to stop the water running down? They'd hut me the billio.
Anyone care to comment on?
You can't put a humper like that. It's a 4 foot high.
Just a general comment about roads and drainage. Some roads have culverts and bridges to take water that runs off adjoining properties. So in this situation, there's obviously no pipe, culvert or bridges. So the rollover or causeway type characteristic is in place at the moment. And that's all we can afford it, I guess, at the moment, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Tai, we have those rollovers in place for a number of other roads across the local government area, don't we?
Yeah, that's correct. Obviously, mostly on unsealed road network where there's no drainage infrastructure.
And then ongoing is included in the network of roads maintained by council. Are we putting a priority on that, general manager or director, or would just... I think the request was just...
Well,
form up the soil, it's there. Do we need to codify that? Are we?
To me, I don't think anything further is required because if council wants to upgrade the road, then council would have to allocate funds for gravel resheeting, and that's not proposed in road maintenance.
That's just council sets a priority in that regard, Mr. Mayor.
Right. Very good. All right. Any more discussion on this item? That being the case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. We'll just now move back into our normal order, which will be item 5, minutes of the Internal Audit Committee meeting, which is on page 17 of your
we might excuse ourselves. Thank Council for the opportunity, and I hope we can get this matter off the agenda. We've spent on it a long time. I'd just like to wish us all a happy and healthy Christmas. Thank you very much.
Item 5, Minutes of the Internal Audit Committee meeting. Do we have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Iannuzzi, Councillor Capel, thank you very much. Any debate or discussion on this item? No, that being the case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Unanimously. Item 6, the Minutes of the Economic Development and Tourism meeting. Councillor Capel and Councillor Clancy, thank you for that. Mover and seconder. Debate or discussion on this item?
No, just a reminder, if you want to see the southern half of the Shire featured on Travel Oz, it's on Channel 7-2, 8:30 this Saturday in the morning, if you're having a wet morning.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cable. Any more contributions on this item? That being the case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Moving on to item 7, the Plant Advisory Committee meeting of the 24th of November. Councillor Lewis, thank you. Councillor Capel, seconder. Any debate or discussion on item 7?
Just a correction there in the part 3. Well, it's got a couple.
Yeah.
We'd be able to cash that check. Thank you for that. Very good. If there's no more on this item, I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Moving on to item 8, the Newell Highway upgrade at Coonabarabran. Mover and a seconder, Councillor Capel, Councillor Todd, seconder. Debate on this item, Councillor Lewis.
Now I'll just ask a question, where are this block's going to be split or divided? Do they become two titles? And does the other block that is completely remote, because it's on the other side of the road, have a building entitlement?
Well, that's a technical question above my ability. If no one here can answer it, I can get the answer for you. I'll undertake to do that, Councillor Lewis.
Yeah, there'll be in the submission that type of issue. And who has to wear the cost?
Things like that, councillors, anything more like that, please bring that to our attention to include in the submission, and we'll that. And then if any of the general public there, we've got that review of environmental factors going on at the minute. I'll just encourage anyone who's got something to say to contribute that, because it's very important. This it's a very significant, or potentially very significant thing for this town, and we need to hear from as many people as we can in relation to every facet of this, because it's a very big thing.
Main road through town for the next 100 years.
Mm.
John Street was done 120 or 30 years ago.
Good. Any more debate on this item? No. That being the case, I'll put the motion. Looking around, carried unanimously. Skipped over 9, we've done that. Item number 10, Council Resolutions Report. We have a mover. Councillor Capel, a seconder. Councillor Hill, thank you very much. Noting, there won't be too much discussion. Any, what? We'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 11, Revotes and High Value Projects Report. Recommendation there, moved. Second, Councillor Counts, Councillor Iannuzzi. Second, Councillor Hill. Anything further on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 12 is the Code of Meeting Practice. It's a recommendation that we adopt this Code of Meeting Practice. Do we have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Shinton. Councillor Hill, thank you very much.
According to options, we didn't have a choice.
You can have whatever you like as long as it's this. Any further contributions on this item? No, that being the case, I'll put the motion. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Which brings us to item 13, the delivery program. Progress report up to the 30th of September. Looked at the attachments. We have a mover and a seconder for this item. Councillor Shinton, thank you very much. And Councillor Todd. Discussion on this item? No? Very well. Well, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Unanimously. Item 15, thank you, GM. Investments and term deposits for the month ending the 30th of November. We have a recommendation there. Can we have a mover and a seconder to that effect? Councillor Shinton, thank you very much. Councillor Capel. See you in the chamber tonight, Councillor Capel, rather than I miss you on the big screen all the time the last couple of months. So, very good. Any questions on this item? No? Very well. Well, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 16. Roads to Recovery Own Source Expenditure. We have a recommendation there on page 42. Do we have a mover? Councillor Capel, seconder. Councillor Hill, thank you very much. Any debate or discussion on this item? Very well. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. So we've done 17, 18 and 19. We'll move on to item 20, development applications. We have a mover, Councillor Todd. Councillor Brady to second it. Thank you very much. If there are no questions, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Move on to item 21.
It was written.
Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Seconder. Councillor Brady.
Totally agree.
Yes, well, thank you. Thoughts from the Chair. Thank you, Councillor Todd, for putting this in. I think it's a splendid recognition for a servant of our area, and or two servants of our area. Mrs. McAvoy, in her own right, was a very community-minded person, and Mr. McAvoy has served for the Coonabarabran Shire as the Shire President and as a councillor. And to have these two bridges right adjacent to the property that they called home for many years is just... it couldn't be organised any better. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 22. Notice of motion, recreational use of Tymore Dam. We have a mover. Councillor Lewis, thank you for that. Councillor Brady. Any debate or discussion? Bearing in mind we're asking for a report at this stage. We're not...
Mr. Bear, I feel that now more than ever we have to concentrate and make Coonabarabran a destination, not a drive-through. And the more amenities and attractions we've got, the better. And this is a greatly underutilised resource, and taking into account the money that was put into the town when the dam went dry and backup bores and that, we're not so reliant on Tymore Dam anymore as our water supply, and we can afford to keep a body of water in there. And there's precedents being set in other parts of the state, Oberon Dam, Burrendong Dam, Lake Keepit, where drinking water is used for recreational purposes. So we're not doing anything new. And there's a hell of a lot of public support and backing for this project, but before it wasn't looked at real hard because of our heavy reliance on the dam, but our reliance is not that heavy now, and it's a good time to move on it. There's still a bit of grant money floating around. Let's go for some and make it happen.
Any more contributions on this item? Very good. Well, that being the case, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Councillor Clancy, you in favour of this? Favour? That's unanimous.
Where do we go with this from now?
Well, the motion called for a report into the feasibility, so that'll be the first step. So we'll get the report, and then we'll go from there. So there'll be.
Is there a time frame on that report? We're not going to wait 4 years, 5 years to hear anything back. Just throwing it out there.
We'll endeavour to deal with it as quickly as we can, councillors. Mr. Mayor, next on the agenda is item 23, which is reports to be considered in closed council. Council started moving these in block. Do we want to do that tonight, or do you want to go through them individually?
On block.
Block.
Pardon? We get a second. Cody moved it. We have a second for that on block. Councillor Todd, thank you very much. I'll put the motion that we move into closed council dealing with these on block. All those in favour? Councillor Todd, carried unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, the opportunity now exists for those members of the public who are present to come forward and express their reasons to council why council should not go into closed council to consider these items. Mr. Mayor, there are no submissions from the public in relation to going to closed council, so therefore there's a further recommendation on page 60 which refers council to go into closed council, exclude media and the public, and withhold correspondence and reports.
We have a mover for that motion. Councillor Capel, second to Councillor Brady. I'll put that motion. All in favour? Carried unanimously.
Recording has stopped.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Returning to open council, the resolutions of closed council were in relation to item 23.1, the Organisational Development Monthly Report. That the Organisational Development Monthly Report for November 2020 be noted for information. In relation to item 23.2, which was the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report, the resolution of council was that council endorse the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project. Item 23.3, the regional tender for supply of traffic control services. The resolution of council was one, that the following be included, the following suppliers be included on a panel for supply of traffic control services for the period 1 January 2021 to 31 December 2022, including Care Traffic Management, Complete Traffic Safety Solutions, Watch Out Traffic Control, Dubbo Traffic Control, LAC Group, Midwest Traffic Management, Work Control and Workforce Road Services. And two, a provision be allowed for a 12-month extension based on satisfactory supplier performance, which may take this contract through to 31st of December 2023. Item 23.4, regional tender for the supply and delivery of bitumen emulsion. The resolution of council was that one, Fulton Hogan Industries Proprietary Limited be awarded the contract to supply and deliver bitumen emulsion for the period 1 January 2021 to 31 December 2022, and two, a provision be allowed for a 12-month extension based on satisfactory supplier performance, which may take this contract through to 31 December 2023. In relation to item 23.5, which is the regional tender for supply and delivery of line marking services, the resolution of council was one, the following suppliers be included on a panel for supply of line marking services for the period 1 January 2021 to 31 December 2020, including J&M Road Marking, White Line Road Services, Oz Line Marking, Central West Line Marking, ACT Line Marking. And two, a provision be allowed for a 12-month extension based on satisfactory supplier performance, which may take this contract through the 31 December 2023. In relation to item 23.6, tender for roadworks on Black Stump Way, resolution of council was that council reject all tenders and authorise the general manager to negotiate with tenderers and accept the best fit tender for council, including reducing the length of project to meet budget. And 23.7, Merrill Minute, Interim Performance Review of General Manager. The resolution of Council was that one, information in the Interim Performance Review General Manager report be noted. Two, Council delegate all tasks necessary for the completion of the performance review to the performance review panel. And three, all councils be provided with an opportunity for input and feedback that the Mayor be delegated authority to finalise arrangements for the review panel to convene.
Thank you, General Manager. And before we close the meeting, I just wish all the people listening a happy and peaceful and restful Christmas. Extend the same offer to the councillors. And thank you for your patience and your help with me so far in this job. And thank the General Manager, the directors and the managers and the staff of our Shire for the sterling effort that they've put in this year, especially in regard to the pandemic that we've had to deal with. And the service that's still been provided in light of that is it's something that we're all very grateful for, that you're able to conduct it so efficiently and at the same time safely. So thank you, General Manager, and all of your staff. Thank you. So we'll close the meeting at 6:38.